And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. You better get ready for this one. This is a mind blower. The first one is called, What Does God Say About Our Connection With Him? Oh, that's a good one, Dave. But wait, the second one, What Does God See Regarding Our Connection With Him? How about this one? How does God feel about our connection with Him? And why is God so connected to us?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, not to next hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. We're giving away comedy tickets and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A massive manhunt is underway in Central Florida as authorities search for a man accused of shooting and killing an Orlando police officer. The suspect in the murder of Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton has been identified as Markeith Lloyd, 41. Authorities said Lloyd previously was a suspect in the murder of his pregnant ex-girlfriend last December. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming says his message to Lloyd is to surrender before anyone else gets hurt.
The best thing that he can do at this time is turn himself in. We would love to be able to resolve this situation peacefully.
Lloyd is considered armed and dangerous. A U.S. Navy warship fired multiple warning shots at Iranian patrol boats in the Persian Gulf after the Iranian vessels ignored other warnings. Navy Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman.
The USS Mahan then fired three warning shots with a crew-served 50 caliber machine gun, and the Iranian vessels at that point stopped their approach.
Captain Davis says the four Iranian boats were acting unsafely and unprofessionally. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President-elect Donald Trump spoke today in New York about the work Congress is beginning, including confirmation hearings.
The President-elect and I had a good meeting about the Senate agenda, which, of course, includes confirming the cabinet appointments, getting further down the road toward repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Senate confirmation hearings begin on Tuesday. Trump's pick for Attorney General, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, is first up. Sessions has already been receiving a lot of flack from some groups like the NAACP, who claim that the Alabama senator has a checkered record when it comes to civil rights issues. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 76 points to close at 19,887. The NASDAQ, however, climbed 11 points, the S&P lower by 8, and crude oil down $2.03 to $51.96 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. A recent New York Times headline clearly intended to alarm readers. The new Congress is 91% Christian, the newspaper declared. That's barely budged since 1961. Well, since the percentage of Christians among the United States population is declining, the article suggested it's inappropriate that the percentage of Christians in Congress remains so high. Actually, numbers provided by Pew Research Center show that an overwhelming majority of Americans, 71%, still say they are formally affiliated with a Christian church, with less than 7% affiliated with all other faiths combined. This means that those who participate in organized Christianity outnumber those who take part in all other faith communities combined, and by more than 10 to 1. With a widespread assumption that religious commitment connects to good character, it should surprise no one that 9 of 10 of those we elect to Congress identify as Christians. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Probably did that wrong because it's the old one. Oh, well. Get mad at me later. I do want people to know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to go about that. This segment brought to you by our fantastic friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Take a look outside. You want to know why you better make sure your roof is okay? Take a look outside. It was raining so hard earlier today, I will tell you, that, I mean, the traffic into the studio has been an hour and 20 minutes on my drive. It was pretty long. That part's okay because I spent a lot of that time praying. But it was just howling down there, just really going dramatic. And the thing that Eric told me, and I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again for those of us that like big screen TVs. You know that you have a problem when water leaks down the side of your wall and goes into the back of your big screen TV, and it blows up on you. You don't want that to happen. You got to take care of it beforehand. You know, you got a big Super Bowl game coming up. Could be a good game. Lions won't be in it. I knew that was going to happen. It's not hard. But it'll still be a lot of fun. And if you have the opportunity, we used to do a taco gathering, prayer taco gathering at the Super Bowls. You get together and you watch Super Bowl and then eat tacos and then you pray. It's fun. Anyhow, for those that want to make sure your roof is intact, Excalibur Roofing. For those that want to make sure that your house doesn't float away, Excalibur Roofing. For those that want to make sure that waterproofing is not just something you put in the bathroom, Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Their number, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. We're going to get ready to give away some tickets, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute. I do want to let you know our good friend Steve Wheeler is going to be in the studio tomorrow with me, hanging out, talking about his trip that him and Coral were on. On Wednesday, we're going to have Sam Rasul jumping on board. We got a pretty good group coming together, and I'm excited for it. And we got a lot of awesome things that are be taking place in 2017. We're going to have probably, you know, Dr. Jeffress and Jim Daly and, you know, Jim Garlone and different people like that. But we're going to have a couple of surprises for you because we like to keep it interesting. And as most of you know, I like to talk to different people in different genres, not necessarily political or otherwise, but people who are Christians in those different realms. I think it's fascinating stuff. But Steve's going to be jumping on board tomorrow, and he's got some stories to tell, folks. He went overseas to bring the gospel to the farthest places of the earth. He went overseas to help strengthen rural pastors to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He went overseas with his wife, risking their lives. And that's one of the reasons we support Whitefield's Ministries, is because they don't talk about it and go, isn't this nice, or isn't this, you know, pretty, or isn't this cute? It's like they go there and share the gospel. They put themselves in that position because they believe that's what the Lord wants them to do. I support anybody who's made a life commitment to the gospel. Even if I'm not 100% lined up with everything they think and say, if I know they're bringing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm there. That's my brother or sister. So I was like, let's do this. So I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org is their website. 760-846-8610. Steve will be in the studio with us tomorrow. Let's give away some tickets. Can we do that real quickly? Comedy night at Amazing Grace Church San Diego. For those that are unaware, you know, we've got an opportunity. I guess it's Pastor Sean's birthday. The funniest part about this, and people will forgive me, I'm sure, it's his 37th birthday, and it's like, ooh, that's, you know, getting up there. It's like, ooh, that's just 2 years older than my son. It's like, I am feeling old. But it's okay. So they're going to have Josh Lawson, Lisa Gilbert, Brandon Young, Brian April. Is that April? I think that's how you say it. I'm pretty sure if I'm wrong, somebody will call and tell me. But there's tickets, and there's this gathering. Four Christian comedians going to be hanging out Friday, January 13th at Amazing Grace Church. I just want to give you the information, AmazingGraceSD.com, and we're giving away tickets. Really, tickets. Each ticket's $10, but if you call the show, you get them for free. It's will call, so you don't have to come down here, right? They don't have to come down here, do they? Nope. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. What you have to do is call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and answer this question, yes or no? Yes or no? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 577-2473. We are going to be giving tickets away throughout the day, so people don't need to freak out. Relax. Take a deep breath. And if you're calling and you don't get answered right away, take a deep breath. It's okay. All right? So he's going to grab the information. And listen, don't talk to Tugboat Todd a long time. Other people are trying to get tickets. All right. While he is doing that, I'm going to do something. What is that? I have no idea. No, I'm going to tell you something. I want to start this, and we'll kind of cut into this throughout the entire show. I want to talk about what God says regarding our connection with him. Now, just let people, you call, you give them your name, you give them your number, and let them get off the phone so you can get to other people. A bunch of people calling in at one time. Here's what you got. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. I want to talk about our connection with the king. Ready? Matthew 28, 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is what Jesus said at the close of Matthew chapter 28. It's the close, verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Here's the first thing that God has to say regarding our connection. God is not on Pluto. Can we just get an amen from the audience somewhere instead of an oh me? God is not on Pluto. He's not hanging out in a forest with a squirrel devoid of connection to you. In regards to our connection with him, here's what the Lord our God commits to us, our King. I am with you always to the very end of the age. How often is the Lord with you? Always. How long is the Lord with you? Always. The Lord is not some gaseous concept on planet Pluto. Yes, he's not some out there in their ozone. He's not some, you know, alien dude who did alien stuff and then disappeared for thousands of years and is coming back new.
So that's it. That's
one of the things the Lord says to us is, I am with you always. Now, how often is always? So I did a little bit of research on the word always. And here's what it says.
Information and stuff is on
there. Always means.
All right, thank you for listening.
Always.
Bye.
That's what it said. Always means always. That's what happened. Can't do anything about that. The great thing about it is, unlike us, and we're going to talk about that when we get back, but unlike us, God doesn't go, well, you know, I saw what you wore the other day. I'm not hanging out with you. Or he doesn't go, what? You've gained 10 pounds. I'm not hanging out with you. Or he doesn't go, what? You didn't do 100%. You did less. You're not perfect. I'm not hanging out with you. Because of Jesus Christ, he commits. And because of the words of Jesus Christ, God is committed. And the Lord will never abandon you. You know how you feel like from time to time that you're alone? Don't say you don't ever feel that way. That's probably not an accurate statement. You feel that way. Okay, I got it. You feel that way. But here's the truth. More than the feelings, here's the truth. Because truth takes precedent over feelings. Here's the truth. You're not alone. I know what it is to feel lonely. I know what it is to go through that process. I know how difficult that can be. You are not alone. Not alone. Not alone. No, you're not. He loves you. He's with you. Maybe you can't feel him all the time, but that doesn't make his promise short or his commitment less. When we come back, we're going to still dive into this. I want to talk more about this because it's an important element for us to grasp. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Our Creator God makes everything new.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. In 2014, a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum in Kentucky, swallowing 8 vintage irreplaceable Chevrolet Corvette sports cars. The automobiles were severely damaged, some beyond repair. One car in particular received a lot of attention, the 1 millionth Corvette, rolled off the assembly line in 1992, was the most valuable in the collection. What happened to that gem after it was pulled from the sinkhole is fascinating. Experts restored the car to mint condition, mainly by using and repairing its original parts. Although this little beauty was in horrible shape, it now looks as good as it did the day it was built. The old and damaged was made new. This is a great reminder of what God has in store for believers in Jesus. In Revelation 21:1, John spoke of seeing a new heaven and a new earth. Many biblical scholars see this new earth as a renovated earth. Further study of the word new here reveals that it means fresh or restored, after the decay of the old had been wiped away. God will renovate what is corrupt on this earth and provide a fresh yet familiar place where believers will live with Him. What an amazing truth to contemplate. A new, refreshed, familiar, and beautiful earth. Imagine the majesty of God's handiwork. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We got a lot of things going on. We're going to be giving away more tickets. Yep, today. I haven't decided whether we're giving away. We're giving away a 4-pack and a 2-pack, so we might give away a 2-pack and maybe another 2-pack. We'll see. I'm kind of kicking it around right now. So we've already given away 6 tickets. We'll give away some more. Relax. Just take a deep breath. And if you're driving, do more than take a deep breath. Don't close your eyes and pray for anything while you're driving. I'm not kidding. I absolutely know a person, not going to say their name, who did that. And then realized, oops. don't do that.
Okay? How about the guy in the RV that crashed because he was in the back making scrambled eggs? And the police officer said, well, what happened? He said, well, I put it on cruise control.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, true story.
He should have waited for that new Uber thing that's coming out. It'd have been fine, right? All right, here we go. A couple things to let you know. This segment brought to you by my good friend Sam Rasul, going to be in the studio on Wednesday. If you've got anything going on in the world of real estate at all, I mean anything, one of the top real estate agents in the country, Sam does all of it. Most specifically, and one of the things he's most proud of, I think, is he goes to somebody's house. You know, you have these comps, the other houses that sell that are comparable. And Sam, you know, you have to take that into account, but you can't make that the only point. A person that's not put any care into a house is not going to be reflected in those comps. And a person who's poured their heart out in certain elements, that might not be reflected in the comps. So you really want to talk to somebody who knows the business. And I had another friend say, well, we've used family because that's ERC. Typically the way to do it. And there's nothing wrong with using family. So before you get upset at me, that's not the point. The point is if you want to do it with family, of course you should do it with family. If that's what you think. But if you're looking to utilize somebody who is well-seasoned in the real estate industry, then you want to use Sam. ThinkSam.com is his website. ThinkSam.com. Why? Because it's easy. And he knows, like I know, that if it's not easy for somebody like me, you go, what? It's what? I mean, I've had Sam with me for almost 3 years. I still have to go, it's what? All right. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. I think there was an 8 that went 8-5. You know, I said that wrong. Did it come off weird? It was 858, and then I swallowed the 7.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right? 858-780-1SAM. People are like, how do you swallow a 7 right after you ate it? It's a bad joke, but no worse than your pastor's doing on Sundays when he's trying to open with a joke. Trust me. I've heard them all from the church. Where are we at? So we gave away what? We gave away 6 tickets. We're going to give away 2 more. Let's wait a little bit. I want to get a little bit into the teaching. Because we missed a wee bit on the teaching. We only did the first segment, so I want to kind of fire into the next segment. I'm talking about the fact that we need to understand how connected we are with our King. And we brought up Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And why is that important? It's because it's important for you and I to understand that God is not this gaseous concept on the planet Pluto, you know, or some, you know, king in this multiverse that's so far away, he doesn't know what's going on. In fact, Jesus made the commitment in Matthew 28:20, saying, I am with you always to the very end of the age. We are never abandoned by the Lord. And there's some people that, myself included, that go through times where you feel kind of lonely. Even if you're in a crowded room, you're still feeling kind of lonely. And sometimes you just want the Lord to kind of, you know, materialize, put his arms around you, give you a big, you know, pat on the head, you know, or kiss on the forehead or whatever, and just tell you that he loves you. You know, everybody goes through that. But the truth is stronger than the feelings because truth is and should be your first train engine. Your whole, on that whole track that you have, that whole train, that first car needs to be the truth. And the truth is he's never going to leave you. He's never going to abandon you. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now, that's what God has to say regarding his connection to us. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It doesn't matter all the external data that comes from the world or that comes from your flesh or that comes from Satan himself. It's not relevant to truth because it's in the opposite direction of truth. The truth is, God has made a commitment to us, promising us he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And that's the truth. The enemy tries to use our feelings sometimes against us, and the world does and our flesh does, but the truth does not change in that capacity. I'm going to share a passage with you. I want you to be careful on this, because it, from a theological point of view, you got to be sometimes you got to be a little more careful. But in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, it says this: God has put everything under the control of Christ. He has made Christ the head of everything for the good of the church. The church is Christ's body and completes him as he fills everything in every way. Now, what you got to be careful of is that the Lord, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are self-sustaining. So this willfulness on the part of Christ to make himself incomplete without us is a potential. It's something you can look at and say, that's fascinating. And there are, in fact, the Berkeley Modern Version translates it that way specifically, that he is incomplete without us. He's not incomplete in the self of self-sustaining, but he's incomplete in the sense that he wants us to be with him. He makes us the fullness of him everywhere and in every way. That's what the typical translations are. And really what that passage is saying is, man, everything we're doing together as a church is mutually connected to everything Jesus wants us to do and wants to be with us in that process. And what we need to understand is what God has to say concerning his connection with us. He makes himself connected to us by his existence and by his position as the cornerstone of the church, of which we are a part of. He makes it so that we understand he will never abandon us, and he makes it so that we'll understand that he's not on Pluto, you know, trolling around the different planets, in the context of he's with us at all times. Yes, in a very real sense, we fight through that, but we need to maybe seize the truth a little better. I know those times where you're like going, wow, it's just hard. It's like, sure it is. But that's part of this process of growing in him and believing in him and trusting in him. I mean, how hard was that moment? Many will say from a soteriological point of view, and for a hamartiology point of view, that moment where Jesus said, you know, Father, Father, you know, well, why hast thou forsaken me, is in that moment that he separated, the Father separated from the Son. And there is that, you know, there's a couple of different schools of thought. But the point is, what agony for that one moment, so that we don't even have to have that one moment. What Jesus did for us made it so we don't have to do that. He's connected to you. He loves you. You think, I know, but I sin, Dave. You sure do. Isn't it amazing that God picked you knowing the sin you're going to commit tomorrow? But he still picked you. You're still in his family. You're still a part of his group. We fondly say around here on a regular basis, yeah, I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. And that's an important thing to understand. So understanding what God has to say regarding our connection is fantastic. What we're going to do in the next segment is even scarier, because we're going to talk about what God sees regarding that connection with him. And this is one of my fave teachings, so I love this. This is just fun. Right now I'm not working at all. This is total fun for me. We're going to talk about one of the coolest elements that Jesus brought up in his encounter with Saul before he became the Apostle Paul. Should be lots of fun. I think you'll really enjoy it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to come right back, take a short break. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
We can be pretty selfish and spoiled sometimes, can't we?
There's a growing evidence on every hand that we're losing the art of praise and gratitude to God in America. We're beginning to take our blessings for granted.
Billy Graham.
However, instead of counting our wealth, our pleasures, and our gadgets, we should give pause to count our blessings from God. The scriptures teach that all good things of life come from God.
And when you realize that truth, that all good things come from God, it's easy to be thankful.
The best way to do that is to give Him your life and live a life that spells out genuine gratitude from day to day. Give Him your life today. Surrender your heart, will, and mind to Jesus Christ. Let Him renovate your life and follow Him as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
You can learn more about following Jesus at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You can take this to the bank. We can't operate as an individual or as a country, for that matter, against God's ways and succeed. This is Jim Garlow. When all is said and done, the hope for a nation is conformity to God's ways found in God's Word. I guarantee you, secularists certainly don't believe this to be true. And I wonder at times, do most Christians really get it? So what's the problem? What's holding us back? If we're anti-biblical in our national life, it's self-destructive. We know we can't operate as an individual against God and succeed. We can't operate as a family against God's ways and succeed. We can't operate as churches against God's ways and succeed. So what makes us think our nation can be anti-biblical in fundamental policies and somehow be preserved? Only the biblical way preserves all that's good. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, sorry. Let's see. I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, so I won't tell anybody that tomorrow is my wife's birthday. Shh. I'm going to get in trouble for that right there. You know what I've been doing every day? I've been singing. Like 3 days. Happy 3 days until your birthday to you. Happy 3 days until your birthday to you. Right? So then we woke up, then happy 2 days until your birthday. You know what I found out? I guess that can be irritating. That's what I learned. That's not always cute.
I could see that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, especially me, because I won't sing it once. You know? Part of the problem. A couple things to throw in your direction. Don't forget our free mobile app. I'm really into the mobile app right now because I just got a new phone. I don't understand my phone because it speaks in like Vulcan, but you know, I'm learning it. Anyhow, the mobile app is good for Android and for iPhones and any other system they're going to come up with. It all works great. And actually, that is a really good app. It does a really good job. Puts the posts on there from Facebook, plus it gives you the listen, plus it gives you like a little bit of interactivity. And we're trying to coordinate that so we can do a lot more contests and giveaways. Speaking of giveaways, we're giving away tickets in about 3 minutes. I also wanted to know about the Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Friday, right here on K-Praise, 10:30 in the morning. And then don't forget about Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton, which can be taking place in November, sponsored by Genesis Tours, ExperienceIsraelTour.com. ExperienceIsraelTour.com is their website. And Reuven Doran, just a great guy, does a great job. And, man, I've met with Reuven several times, but when him and I get together, it's like you just think you're at a deli. That's all I can say to you. It's so much fun. You know, him and I, two Jewish brothers, believe in Jesus Christ. It's like anomaly after anomaly. It's just a classic. Anyways, we encourage you for all of that stuff right there. That's what I said. All right. Now let's give away some tickets. We're going to be giving away tickets for the comedy night at Amazing Grace Church San Diego, 7252 El Cajon Boulevard, AmazingGraceSD.com, AmazingGraceSD.com. It is for this Friday, January 13th. So if you're looking for the day, it's for this Friday, January 13th. Going to be taking place. The event's from 7 to 10, essentially. The doors open at 7. The comics go from 7:30 to 9. And then there's a happy birthday cake for Pastor Sean because he's a whopping 37 years old. Every time I do that, I'm thinking of Pastor Sean right now. I'm thinking, as soon as I see him, I'm just going to, you know, smack him because it's like, really? You're 37.
Give him a little pinch on the cheeks.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're such a boobala. Right? Boobala. If you don't know what that is, I can't help you. In order to get the tickets for the comedy show, if you didn't get them, we're going to give away two more tickets. You got to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I forgot what the question was. What did you say the question was? They got to say...
What's better, chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, yeah. What's better, chocolate or vanilla? Right. That's a good one. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. These are $10 a piece tickets, so we're giving away two tickets. And it's on will call, so to speak, so you don't have to come down to the station to get them, which is kind of – that's the way to do it. I'm just – unless you're picking up a $30 book, right? If you get tickets or a meal. I mean, if it's a meal, you come down, right? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Brian Aprile, Josh Lawson, Brandon Young, Lisa Gilbert, all going to be doing comedy at the Amazing Grace Church in San Diego this Friday. So don't you can't sit there and say, oh, there's never events, there's never anything to do. It's like, here's something to do, and we're giving you tickets. I mean, you can't beat that. That's kind of a nice, right? And we do that because we think supporting all the churches that are truly churches is important. Notice how I threw that line in there. Yeah. We support all the churches that are truly churches. You know, we're not going to support somebody that thinks Jesus was just a man. We don't. That's the wrong doctrine, folks. We can't do that. You can't be the mediator between God and man if you don't adequately represent God and man, just in case somebody's trying to figure that out. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Give it a call if you want to. Let's get into what I consider one of my favorite portions, and that's seeing the connection between us and God. I want to see it. In other words, I understand when the Lord tells me about it, and I understand he makes a promise to me. He says, hey, I'm with you. He promised he'll never abandon us. He's not like people. And to some degree, you can even make an argument that he makes himself somewhat incomplete without us. These are all things that he has to say, but I want to see it. I want to see the connection that we have with him. And here's where it comes down out of Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Get ready for this. It's really cool if you've not heard this. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So here's the key in part of this. Saul, before he became Paul, was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. In fact, for those that have a sexist problem, either overly pro-women or overly pro-men or whatever the case may be, it's pretty clear here that Saul asked for letters that would give him permission to put people in prison, whether they were men or women. Didn't matter. If you were a person of the way, you were going to jail. That's the call. And so Saul, before he's Paul, is grabbing every person he can get a hold of, every person that he would run into that would qualify under that, he would do something about. He was really beating up on the church. He was just tearing it the best he could. I mean, he had quite the reputation. For those that think, oh, that's just one chapter, he had such a reputation that when the time did come for his salvation, the person who was being sent by the Lord was like, I don't want to go see that guy. I mean, that's how much of a reputation he had, right? So Jesus decides he's going to pay him a visit. This is, of course, where real election and foreknowledge, this is where this whole problem, you know, from our point of view, we certainly have free will. From God's point of view, he is very kind. He knocked Saul on his exterior, blinded him, and said, howdy. And I think that was pretty much about it. There was no denying that was happening. Oh, that didn't happen. Okay, sure. So he's on there and he's blind. And then the Lord says this, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul responds, who are you? And the response is, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now, here's what I want you to catch. Who was Saul persecuting? The Lord's disciples. He was taking the disciples and throwing them in jail. He was taking the disciples and having them roughed up. But when Jesus confronts Paul, how does Jesus see it? Jesus sees it as, Paul, you're touching me. Well, no, I was touching your disciples. You're touching me when you're touching my disciples. And that's it right there. The Lord tells us, says to us, he will never abandon us. His connection with us is so strong, he will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He's made himself coordinated with us for eternity. That we could say for sure. But what do we see in this engagement between Saul and Jesus is Jesus confronting Saul and saying, you're touching me because you're touching mine. And that's what you got to get. The church is, in essence, a part of Jesus. And if you haven't figured that out, maybe a quick change over to Revelation 1, 12 through 16 can maybe help in that process, helping you and I understand that Jesus was existing in the middle of the lampstands in Revelation chapter 1. Jesus is in the middle of the church. And you're thinking, but the church is so messy. I'm not convinced that God is freaking out the way people are. I have confidence that he has confidence because he knows what he's doing. And so how the Lord presents himself to you and I so that we can see it is he is so connected that when it happens to us, it happens to him. That would be no different than I would think for my own children. Somebody did something to them, they'd be doing it to me. How much more so with him who's the creator of all life? Like, yeah, okay, I get that. Well, we should get that. That's how much he's connected to us. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
From the San Diego studios at K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Let me ask you a personal question. Do you have money? Then release it. Don't hoard it. Be a person of generosity. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. To be a great-hearted person of wealth, make generosity your trademark. Be generous with your time, your efforts, your energy. Be generous with your words of encouragement and, yes, your money. You know what will happen? Along with being personally enriched, knowing you're investing in eternity, you will take hold of the life that is truly life. That's the way Paul wrote it. You will go beyond the good life and you'll enter into the true life. There's a vast difference between the two.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should let you know, as I have not done that good a job in doing so, that you can reach me at davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, our Facebook page, you can go to The David Spoon Experience. You know, you can also go to KPRZ's Facebook page. I should mention that. I don't think I've done that yet. But I will now. And then a high encouragement to go to churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com to pick up the book that has to do with struggling through tough times and trying to kind of find yourself in the process of why did the Lord let this happen to me? And then once you figure out that the Lord has a lot more things in order than you might have thought, and you start to kind of figure out that there's a path here and there's a purpose here. And what we've done in this previous hour, I'm going to do something I've never done before. So we've got a couple of things going on in our show that don't typically go on. We're 4 weeks away from our 1,000th show, which is kind of cool. I mean, that's pretty cool. I like that. To that end, we do a couple of different things every once in a while. And so I'm going to actually do that in this. In the first hour, we took two segments, and we kind of talked about what God says regarding our connection to him. And in this last segment, we talked about what God sees regarding our connection to him. In the next hour, I'm going to talk about what God feels regarding our connection to him. So we're going to kind of swap some of this material around because I still feel there's a good amount of people that could be encouraged if we communicate it right. And so we definitely want to do that. Next hour, by the way, we're giving away four tickets. Let's see, two and two or a four-pack for the comedy night that's taking place in regards to the Amazing Grace Church here in San Diego. It's comedy night. It's the 13th of January, right? It's at 7 o'clock. My understanding is, you know, basically the doors open at 7, which in San Diego means the doors open at 7:05, something like that. And then it's supposed to start at 7:30, which I mean in San Diego means it starts when they say it starts. And the comics basically go on for about an hour and a half. You have four different comics, Brian April, Josh Lawson, Brandon Young, Lisa Gilbert. And it's a time of laughter. Mary Hart does make like laughter. And I want to point that out. There was a couple of years ago, I worked with a company called Outreach. I don't know if many people are familiar with that now, but we did comedy concerts all over. Did them, you know, for Rick Warren and for different people. We had all these different people in and out. It was a blast. And it was funny. I mean, part of my job, believe it or not, was to listen to their comedy routines and figure out which would be the best place for them to fit. And I kept thinking, well, my living room, because that's really funny. You know, that's some good stuff. So I just encourage you to check it out. You can go to AmazingGraceSD.com. What's important about that, in case you don't know, is if you don't win tickets, you can still go. See, that's the key. So you're thinking, well, we don't have anything to do Friday night. Don't tell me there's nothing to do Friday night. It's a Christian concert, a comedy concert you can go to. It'll be a blessing for you. And if you're like, well, I'm a little old-fashioned for that. Well, then it's right up your alley. What better than to just get a good laugh, right? A clean laugh, right? Good stuff, right? Right. So we'll give those tickets away in a little bit, and we'll come back to our teaching on our connection with the King. And I want to bring up why I think this is an important element in your – I know you're seeing a lot of the politics. I know you're seeing a lot of things going on. You're seeing some anger levels grow. If you've noticed that some anger levels are growing, and some people are getting more irritated and more irritated. And it's like, you know, while all that stuff goes on, while all that's taking place, that it shouldn't have any bearing on how you and I connect to our King. People talk about staying current by staying on the right websites and staying on this and being informed by this group or by this group. You would do yourself 10 times the favor to spend more time with God and less time on all those other things, including Christian radio. Don't get the wrong idea. If it's not about promoting and pushing towards the Lord, there's something wrong. Now, this is fills a need for a lot of people, and we are happy to be a part of it, but it shouldn't be the replacement for your time with God. You need to spend time with God. That is the whole point. You need to go, you know, we used to do the prayer closet. Back in my day when I first became a Christian, I actually had a nice-sized closet as opposed to like a 3-inch by 3-inch that I have now. And we'd actually go on the – and I'd close that door. And I'd shut that door, and I'd just spend time with me and the Lord because it was great. It was life-changing. So I encourage you to stay connected to the King. Stay connected on your end. He demonstrates his connections to us by what his truth tells us. He demonstrates his connection to us by what we just saw in talking about Jesus talking to Saul, saying, you touch them, you're touching me. That's a very close mentality that's functioning there, okay? But we need to be an active part of that connection, and we need to be spending time in fellowship and spending time in the Word, spending time in worship, spending time in prayer, spending time in service and in giving. We need to be a part of that. And we need to be connecting as well. It's funny how the doors to heaven, because of Jesus Christ, here's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. The doors through the blood of Jesus Christ into the throne room of God, the doors are open anytime. It's like a 24/7 system, but we avail it very little time. That's kind of sad on our part. I often think that maybe the Lord... maybe that's something he's not that happy about. But, all right. The idea is to take advantage of that connection opportunity. Jesus has made a new and living way by which you and I can spend time with God the Father anytime we want. And you come to the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit, and you pour out your heart. And then when you open that word, I mean, just did this the other day. I opened that word, and I said, I don't know what's in you're going to teach me today, but open my eyes. Help me to hear. Help me to see. Help me to read. Help me to engage. And whatever I'm not doing, help me to do better. That's being connected. And we all need to be connected. That's my encouragement. So when we get into this next hour, I'm going to talk about the connection. We talked about God's connection from the saying part and from the seeing part. And this is going to be a little more intense. I want to talk about God's connection to us from the feeling part of things. And that's going to be a challenge for some because you see God as just this perfect theological box, and yet you're created in his image for a reason as a reflection of him and his glory. So maybe there's more connection there than you think. That's what we're going to examine You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.